the Socialist Party, and Fighting Women's Oppression. Heather Rowling, Leicester Socialist Party. Following the recent Leicester Reclaim the Night March, the local Socialist Party invited the University of Leicester Feminist Society to speak at a Socialist Party meeting on rape and sexual violence. The society declined via Facebook, and said that some FemSoc committee and members felt that the Socialist Party group were trying to take over women's issues with socialism, and some felt uncomfortable with the tone of the blog post, and that leaflets were being handed out at Reclaim the Night. Additionally, FemSoc have a policy of remaining neutral in regards to supporting any political affiliations. We don't endorse any political parties or groups. Thank you for letting us know about the event, and we hope the event is a success. Leicester Socialist Party replied saying the following. Dear UOL Feminist Society. Thanks for your reply. Our leaflet was intended as a contribution towards a debate on the causes and solutions to women's oppression, particularly in response to the unfair burden women are suffering due to austerity. Reclaim the Night events have been taking place around the country, and the Socialist Party has been involved in these events over many years, and in many towns and cities. Socialists have been working with feminists and others who oppose oppression for over a century. Indeed, many suffragettes were socialists. Socialists, including the Socialist Party, have a proud record of campaigning on women's issues, with some success. In Ireland, our sister Socialist Party is playing a leading role in the fight for abortion rights. Members who sit in Parliament with the Anti-Austerity Alliance have been to the fore in pushing for a referendum to repeal the Eighth Amendment, which bans women's right to choose. Support for this demand is growing. We welcome debate about the causes and solutions to women's oppression. We hope that many on the protest received our leaflets, and that democratic spirit